I'm Andy Field, ABC News, with the Republican's weekly address.
We want to provide a better life for our family and our children. That's the American dream. That's what we strive for. That's what we sacrifice for. And that's what Democrats' radical policies are destroying. Today, the ex-chairman of the Federal Reserve said the U.S. economy is heading towards stagflation for the first time since the 1970s. Remember, in the 1970s, Democrats had control, at then late 70s, of the White House, of the Senate, and the House, just like they do now. The CEO of Goldman Sachs also said that the risk of falling into a recession is very, very high. Did you ever think that would happen in just 1 year of one-party rule? The last time we went through stagflation was in the 1970s, after an oil supply shock. And today, Democrats' radical policies are leading to a similar shock in the terms of energy. Since April 2021, prices have risen at least 5% every month. And this year, under one-party control, prices have risen at least 7% for 5 consecutive months. Now, what does that mean to the average American? Well, it means to every single American. In gas cost alone, families will pay an extra $2,000 this year to fill up at the pump. That's $2,000, Mr. Speaker. That's money that could have been used for a children's education, summer vacation, or just paying the house payment or rent. Democrats are presiding over one of the costliest years in recent history. And the next year could even be worse. Americans need stable, competent leadership that understands the problems our country is facing. Want to lower the gas prices? Republicans' answer is to unleash American energy. Democrats' answer is to hire another six-figure, out-of-touch Washington bureaucrat who has never run a business to tell people who work for a living what to do, or just what the president did just a week ago. Shut down more leases and opportunity for America to produce oil, but no, try to buy it somewhere else, maybe Russia. They're attacking energy producers to shift blame from their own failures. They have no better answer to the problems they created except to demand more control. But Mr. Speaker, that's what got us here in the first place. Last March, do we all remember? When the Democrats dumped $2 trillion into a recovering economy and paid people not to work? I remember very well, Mr. Speaker, we're on this side of the aisle, and we warned you. If you go through this with this, you will create inflation. Every single Democrat said no. They voted for it. Every single Republican knew what would happen. And they said no, they believed in the American people. Don't punish them. Don't cost them more. Then we heard the likes of it was transitory inflation. It wouldn't last. It's only short term. Yeah, every month 5% growth. Then it went to 7%. And now we have the ex-Fed chair saying stagflation, something we haven't seen since the 70s. One-party rule in over a year and a half not only has created inflation like we haven't seen in 40 years, it's putting the punishment onto the American people. You know, there's $2 trillion that you claimed was going to go for COVID when less than 9%. The scheme worked well for the well-connected when you're in one-party control. Blue states got bailouts. Washington Democrats got more power. But working families got crushed by the worst inflation in 40 years. This is why Americans don't trust Democrats. Mr. Speaker, for all those watching, for all those struggling to put gas in the tank and food on the table, we know Democrats think they can afford to stay in power for 2 more years. The question is, can you? I yield back.
I'm Andy Field, ABC News.